We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day, good Friday to you, and it is a, I guess a nicer Friday is the way to put it, as the skies are clear, the rain has moved out beyond the lake over now into Michigan. We've got some less humid conditions, and getting ready for a good weekend. Looks like it's going to be pretty nice. I know we're back to our norms. I, for one, am one who loves the heat, the humidity. I love it. I eat it up. You can't get warm enough. I mean, you get out to Arizona heat where you're 110. You know, they always say, well, it's a dry heat. Well, so's an oven, but I'm not sticking my head in it. But Arizona heat, that's a little extreme. But beyond that, man, I love the Midwest. I love the upper Midwest in the summertime, and I was enjoying the warmer weather. So we're back to a little bit, I'm not going to say cooler, but less humid conditions today, and hopefully you get a chance to get out and enjoy the weekend. I know more and more things are being canceled, such as the state fair that we heard yesterday, but we can still make it a great summer. We're still going to have a good time. Good stuff coming on. Today, we got a lot of things coming up today. We're going to talk some baseball to start off. Scott Boras, the super agent for many Major League Baseball players, had some things to say. Also, minor league players have basically been kicked to the curb during this pandemic. We're going to get back into some of the discussion regarding the Green Bay Packers. Yesterday, Mark Murphy, the president of the Packers, appeared on our flagship station out of Milwaukee on the Big Show. So we're going to hear that conversation. Tom Fornelli from CBS Sports is going to talk some college football with us. It's a Top 5 Friday. We're going to carry this over from yesterday. Yesterday, if you're listening to the show, Phil Mickelson had said, so I want you to start thinking of this. Phil Mickelson had said that he wants to make the match between him and Tiger, and then this year it was Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. He wants to make it an annual event. And then he had said, you know, he'd love to see like Steph Curry and Michael Jordan. So my Top 5 Friday is, what are the top five the match matchups you would like to see? Okay, I had mine yesterday. I started putting it together, and I'm thinking this, yeah, I'm liking this. So it just kind of felt good. I was energized about it. I'm still energized about it. So start thinking of matchups. Who you would like to see play with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson against one another. Okay, so start thinking of the top five Friday, the matchups, if that makes sense. Excuse me. Then Steve Palazzolo, a senior analyst from Pro Football Focus, is going to join us. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 is going to be here a little bit later on in the day. Also, we're going to hear some from Craig Counsell, the Brewers manager. So we got all of that coming up today on the program. We are loaded today on this Good Friday. So I want to start out with what Scott Boras had to say, okay, because Rob Manfred has a massive job ahead of him. I think we all understand that. Trying to get baseball back, okay? But what Scott Boras has said, in case you did not hear, he said in a note to his clients, don't bail out the owners. In an email to his clients that was obtained by the Associated Press, Boras wrote that the players should not alter the terms of the March 26th agreement. That's when they decided, when the owners and the players got together, that the players could reduce their salaries to a prorated rate based upon the shortened season. okay? Then MLB this past Tuesday proposed a series of tiered reductions that would cause the top stars to take the biggest cut. So in other words, it's kind of like the tax, okay? You tax the rich pay the most because they make the most, okay? There's a higher tax for those that are rich versus those that are poor. So in other words, if you make $250,000 on average and you're one of the lower paid people, you're now going to make $260,000 if you're making $285,000, you're now going to make $260,000. If you're making $18 million along the way, well, then you're actually going to make $8 million instead, if you see what I'm saying. Okay. So that's what the owners were proposing. Scott Boras said, quote, "Remember, the games cannot be played without you. Players should not agree to further pay cuts to bail out the owners. Let the owners take some of their record revenues and profits from the past several years and pay you the prorated salaries you agreed to, accept or let them borrow against the assets value that they created, that the use of their profits and players generated." In other words, when the owners wanted to make bigger and better stadiums, when the owners wanted to buy more property, when the owners wanted to make renovations to the stadium for fan experiences or to generate additional revenue, to put up additional signage, like when the Ricketts, they started buying up areas around Wrigley Field because they had record profits. And they borrowed against those record profits to go out to the banks and say, give us this amount of money because we want to buy this and we're going to show you the return on the investment. Well, now we're in a pandemic and those payments are coming due. And owners are saying, well, wait a minute. You know, I've still got to pay for the extra ribbon boards at Miller Park, and I've got to pay for the upgrade of the beer hall that we have down the first base line, and I've got to pay for the upgrades that we did to the fan shop, and I've got to pay all of that money we borrowed. That payment's coming due. And if I have to pay the players the prorated salary without any fans in the stands, being a small market that relies upon fans in the stands, I can't make my payment. Or if I do, it's going to leave us with next to nothing or nothing or in the red. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So Scott Boras says, remember the games cannot be played without you. He also said the owners are asking for more salary cuts to bail them out of the investment, their decisions that they have made. If this was just about baseball, playing games would give the owners enough money to pay for the players their full prorated salaries and run baseball organizations. The owners' current problem is a result of the money they borrowed when they purchased their franchises, renovated their stadiums, or developed land around their ballparks. This type of financing is allowed and encouraged by Major League Baseball because it has resulted in significant franchise valuations. In other words, when you do this and they start to evaluate your franchise, the value of your franchise goes up. So if you're like Mark Antanasio and you bought it for $250-ish million in that ballpark somewhere, and now it's worth $1.1 billion, well, it's because you've upgraded and you've done these things and you've borrowed that money and it's all been based upon the backs of the players, okay? Owners now want players to take additional pay cuts to help them pay these loans. They want a bailout. They are not offering players a share of the stadiums, the ballpark villages, or the club itself, even though the salary reductions would help the owners pay for the valuable franchise assets. These billionaires want the money for free. No bank would do that. Banks demand loans be repaid with interest. Players should be entitled to the same respect. Okay. So I get it. I get what Scott Boras is saying. You agreed upon a certain prorated salary for the games that are played. You're taking a pay cut already from what you expected to get out of this season to where it is. But we all understand there's a pandemic going on and you've agreed to a pay cut. On the other hand, don't allow the owners to come in and try to cut you even more so they can make money. Even though you are making money and you're making whatever it is, anywhere from $280,000 or $260,000 to $8 million, depending on what area you fall in. Okay? And I understand that. You know, if I'm somebody who was counting on, I'm at the lower end of the spectrum, and I was counting on $500,000 to be in my bank account this year, and now I'm only going to get $250,000. You know, that's a chunk out of maybe what your lifestyle or what your original payments were if you're a player just starting out. If you're a player like Bryce Harper or Mike Trout or even Christian Yelich, you're making a boatload of money. You're making millions. You don't necessarily have to worry about whether or not you're going to be able to feed your family. You know what I mean? Okay. But there's another side to this. Okay, and I want to know where you fall on this because there's one thing that Scott Boras is not thinking about. Or if he is, he just certainly doesn't care. Because remember, if the players take a big pay cut, Scott Boras takes a pay cut. Because he gets so much of those contracts, remember. Any negotiated contract, he gets a percentage of. So if you go from making $18 million down to $8 million, and he gets, say, 3 to 5, 6% of that because of the deal that he brokered, well, his percentage has gone down dramatically. Okay, let's not forget that. So what he's going to make is a lot less. So when we come back, I want to give you the other side of the coin, and I want to know where you fall on this. Because Scott Boras has a legitimate point, but there's one thing that I think he's forgetting. And I want to bring that to point. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Also, start lighting the lines. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You can hit us up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels. Find us over on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And thanks to everybody following us every day on the radio.com app, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Stay tuned. I'll give you the other side of the coin when we come back, and I want your calls and your opinions as to where baseball should fall. Stay tuned. More right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Glad you're here on this Friday. Beautiful day today. No matter, well, it depends on where you're listening to us, I guess. If you're listening to us on the radio.com app and you got some rain in your area, well, my apologies. But in the general vicinity in which we broadcast, I think a lot of the state of Wisconsin is smiling today. Not bad weather. You got the mid to upper 60s today. You got low humidity, a little bit of a breeze. Not bad out. Get out, take a hike, take a walk, do something. You know, I did an update today on my Facebook page of the Emerge Challenge that I've kind of put out there. And I've talked about that time and again. I've been trying to work out, lose weight, and come out of this quarantine, of this pandemic, just better, stronger, physically better. And it's been good. I've been really, really happy with all the results. Today, weighed in at 244. So it's been just fantastic. That's from 291 on January 2nd. So 244, and I couldn't even begin to tell you the last time I weighed 244. It had to be in high school. So just doing everything I can, watching what I eat, trying to be smart, all that kind of good stuff. So feeling good. We're talking baseball, all right? Now, Scott Boras, who's the super agent for many, guys like Mike Trout and Garrett Cole and such, he has basically told the players, do not bail out the owners. Don't take any more of a pay cut. Leave them alone. The owners, they made their own bed. They borrowed against their revenue. They improved the stadiums. They bought land around the stadiums. They're trying to make as much money as they can on your backs. You're the product. They can't do things without you, right? So that's what they're doing. So, in essence, they're saying, you know, it's the owner's fault that they're in this situation, not yours. Right? And we know we're in the midst of a pandemic. I mean, it's really nobody's fault. Okay? The one thing when Scott Boras says the owners are asking for more salary cuts to bail them out of the investment decisions that they have made, he's right. He's right. But remember, Scott Boras is the agent that 90% of the time makes his guys go to free agency so he can then parade them around and take them for the highest bidder. And his guys won't sign unless they get max dollar. Well, to get max dollar in many of these franchises, you have to make additional money. Thus, your own television network, upgrading the facility, bringing more people in, buying land around your property, other ways to generate revenue so you can pay the salaries and stay afloat and be more for the overall baseball experience, so it generates more revenue so you can pay all of that. So to say that the owners have made bad decisions, I've been saying that for a long time. I think some of the money in Major League Baseball for what guys hold out for is ridiculous, but your worth is what somebody's willing to pay for it. All right? Now, let's say the owners would say, you know what? Okay, if that's what you want to do and you want to tell the players to stay steadfast and not concede, what happened if the owners got together and said, you know what? Nobody, they're going to look around the table and they're going to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to, just a gentleman's agreement. We're not going to, you can live on $250 million. You can live on $400 million. You can live on $300 million. You can live on $50 million. So why don't we just say nobody pays anybody a long-term salary that gives them yearly salary more than $35 million or $20 million. Well, right then and there, you've got collusion. And the players would sue the owners. What you're asking for out of Scott Boras is for the players to say, no, we're not taking a pay cut, and then therefore we're not coming back. And isn't that a form of mild collusion? Certainly. Now, it's interesting because there is some people that have taken offense to this. Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer, who, by the way, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, addressed Scott Boras on Twitter on Wednesday, said, hearing a lot of rumors about a certain player agent meddling in the MLBPA affairs. Now, Trevor Bauer is on the MLBPA board or on their player representation. He said, at this point, these are only rumors. I have one thing to say. Scott Boras, rep your clients however you want, but keep your damn personal agenda out of union business. So some players are taking offense to this, to say, you know, quit going after the high-dollar players and telling them what to do because we don't want to see those guys drive the train. So now that that's all out, and I've kind of broken it down for you, at least the best I could, I just want your thoughts. Just want your thoughts. Should the players take another pay cut? Should the owners just kind of suck it up because they've been making revenue hand over fist? They don't want to show their books. They don't want to show the players what they're actually making. The players don't want collusion. The players certainly don't want a salary cap because if the owners are going to open that, that's always been the argument. If we have to open our books and show you what we're making, then we want a salary cap. And the players are like, no, no, no. Hey, we don't want any, no. We don't want a salary cap because the players have always wanted to share in the revenue. And they wanted a piece of the franchise, and they want a piece of the ballpark, and players want more money. And the owners are like, no, we'll pay you whatever we pay you, but you're not going to look at our books to see what we're actually making. And that's the way baseball has been. Well, now Boras is saying, hey, they've made bad investments. Their investment itself has risen exponentially, and they're going to make money hand over fist when they sell the team. Don't give in to them. Just keep getting yours. Okay. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. I want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. What do you think should be done to get baseball back on the field? Should the owners just say, you know what? We're going to play you per games played. Leave it at that. We'll suck it up for a year and then kind of go from there and keep the peace. Should the players concede a little bit more? Or does it even matter at this point, one way or the other? Because Rob Manfred has a huge job, and that is to try to get this deal done with the players, because then this leads into the collective bargaining agreement that they're about to do. Because if you don't have harmony here, chances are you're not going to have harmony there. Or if one side concedes, they're going to try to get that back in the next CBA. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Really interested as a baseball fan what your thoughts are on this, because I find this completely fascinating. Completely. To watch them go back and forth. First of all, I've said before, this is ridiculous. It just is. I think it's completely bad form on behalf of Major League Baseball and the state in which we live right now. It just is. Just go behind closed doors, keep it to yourself, get a deal done. Too much jabber-jawing out in public right now over money, millions of dollars, when you have people that are basically out of work. Let's go to Bob listening to us up on our fine affiliate in Tomahawk. Bob, how you doing?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Hey, what you're talking about here, you know, the owners are the owners of the teams. That's the employer, the boss, the manufacturer, no matter how you look at it. The players, I know they want to bargain and stuff like that, but first of all, they can expect to get full pay when you don't play the full games. But also, do they realize how many people are out there who would gladly take their place? In this town, the people who don't make the, you know, the pros, I don't think they have a leg to stand on. The owners are the boss. As simple as that.
Right. No, they're the boss. But remember, you're also dealing, appreciate the phone call, you're also dealing with the most powerful union, I think, that's out there. If I can find a union that's more powerful, show it to me. But I don't know of one that has the power and the public view that the players have. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Rick, listening to us out in Oconomowoc on our fine affiliate right out of Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Rick, how you doing?
Not bad. You doing yourself?
I'm doing well today, buddy. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I was talking to a screener, and if these baseball players would look at the national numbers so far as unemployment is concerned, they're depending on the government to pay them. And I don't know what you said. The minimum was $260,000 a year.
The minimum would be normally $285,000, and with this extra cut that the owners are asking, it would go to $262,000.
And guess what? A third of that I could live on with no problem. So these guys just live too large. They should be very happy they're making that kind of money and upwards, naturally. But consider the fans who, once and if these stadiums open, they still have to put their hard-earned money to pay to get in and for all the essentials. And, you know, boo-hoo. I'm not crying for them. Mm-hmm. They just need to suck it up and, you know, take what they get.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. So I think the sentiment, correct me if I'm wrong, the sentiment is you're getting paid a lot of money to play baseball, a game. And you're doing it, though, for our entertainment. We want to see you. So our demand is here. Your demand should be take less to go play a game so you can entertain us. Okay, and I understand that. The owners are billionaires. The players are millionaires. I don't know how these two sides can't come together for what's best for the game, what's best for them, and to set the groundwork for the future. It is frustrating, without a doubt. And there's another negative side to this. We're going to talk about it when we come back, but I want to get your thoughts. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by Quick Trip. Today, they have the baked goods on sale. Go get you some from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Great stuff from them. And use your Quick Rewards card when you do it. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Some grilling this weekend. I think it's going to be a beautiful weekend to get out and do a few things. Grilling is going to be one of them. You better believe it. And my friends over at Traeger Grill want to remind you that they, as approved by me, are the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. The Traeger Grills are fantastic. And our friends over at Ben and his great staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin, they have them. I know Father's Day is going to be approaching here, right? Okay. Dads, look, hey, we always get something that puts us to work. On Father's Day, you get a set of tools, and then it's like, you know, go fix the swing set or go fix the lawnmower, or you get a lawnmower and you got to go cut the grass. Traeger Grill, even if you get the Traeger Grill and it's pre-burned and set up for you and all that kind of stuff, you get that thing, you kind of want to go to work. You're back there taking orders. It's just that good, and it's that easy, too. So check out the Traeger Grill. They can set it up for you, pre-burn it for you, get it all ready. That way on Father's Day, you open it up, you bring it out back to your patio, and you are grilling. And that's from our friends at Traeger Grill and all of our great great people over there at the Ace Hardwares as well. 855-830-8648. I wish we had baseball to talk about on Father's Day and in June and warmer weather, and you're grilling hot dogs and all that kind of stuff out back. You wish you had a ball game to listen to, but right now we just wait. And super agent Scott Boras is basically telling the players, don't bail out the owners. They made their own bed. Let them lay in it. We've taken enough of a hit. Meanwhile, the players, they're trying to figure out what they want to do. The owners are asking the players to take bigger pay cuts so they can pay their bills. I'm not sitting here to say what side of the aisle I'm going to point the finger at. It's easy to point at the players. I think that's who, as far as the Joe average worker kind of relates to, is the players. You know, we're getting paid to do a job, you know, like I'm doing a job, you're doing a job, you're either a day laborer or you're a white-collar worker or you're in an office or driving a truck or on a construction site, whatever it happens to be, okay? That's your job. And if they ask you to take a pay cut because of the pandemic, I think a lot of us have, I know I have, because of what's going on in our world today. So you take a bit of a pay cut. Now, what if they came back to you and said, hey, we got to do it again. You got to take a pay cut. Taking a pay cut over not having a job or not making any money this year, well, that might be something you have to make a decision about. And the players are being told, don't do it again. And the owners are saying, we really need to. You know, Mark Attanasio said, we'll make more money staying shut down than we would if we open up because we rely so much on the gate, on the fans. So your thoughts on all of this right now is the Players Association should later today make a proposal to the owners as to what they want out of this side of the bargaining table so they can get back to work. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Jesse listening to us in Wauwatosa. Jesse, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Pretty good, man. Hey, listen, you know, what's interesting to me is that there's a feeling that I'm getting in America right now that the common man wants the players, the sports people, to go back to work for less money. Okay, so that's how they're feeling because they're not making much money. They're unemployed and so on and so forth. All right, but if that boss, their boss, right now would come to them and say, oh, you're doing this, I'm going to give you a raise. I'm not going to give Joe a raise, but I'm going to give you a raise. They're not going to say no to that raise. They're going to take that raise, and they're going to fight for that raise. Besides the fact that I'm also hearing that the fans are actually feeling like it is their right to have the sports players to go play for them so they can have some entertainment. Well, this is kind of weird to me. Nobody owes you anything to entertain you, man. You know, you have to entertain yourself. And every American, if they believe in capitalism, deserves to get whatever they can get. That's the name of this game. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
Good point. You're right. You're right. Let me say this. There are people on the front lines, doctors and nurses, who are going to work every day. There are people at Walmart, at Woodman's, at Pick and Save, that are being told, come on into work. We're going to put shields up in front of you. But when you see other areas coming back to work, such as the Korean Baseball League, Women's National Soccer, they're coming back to work. The NBA has a plan in place to get itself back to work. They're just ready to agree upon it, and then they hope to, you know, kind of open up the facilities and get people back to work relatively soon, sooner rather than later. The NHL is doing it. The question then becomes, why can't the National Pastime do it? So I understand your point, you know, I really do. Because there is that 0.3% chance of those who get it, if indeed you come down with COVID-19, the 0.03% chance that you could pass from it if you have certain health issues. Now, there have been some people that have been, at least according to those around them, perfectly healthy. They got it, and they are now deceased. Absolutely. Understand it. But I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, if you want to look at it as a job, when you say, what happens if my boss would say, come back to work and you're going to take less money and you're going to be around these people and this and that, then that's what I do. I mean, if the players, remember what you're saying is, the players have basically said, no, we're not taking a pay cut. We'll come back for this. So the players have put a value on their lives or on their risk, we'll say. I won't come back and play for this amount of money, but let me say this. If Major League Baseball said, you know what, contracts are contracts, we're going to take a hit this year, you guys come back, full salary, the whole thing, you better believe that every player is going to be back there. That's the price they put on their risk. So they're going to come back. It's for what price? What price is their risk? The other arguments about all that kind of stuff, it falls on deaf ears. You know, you got people in the military that sign up. They know what they're signing up for. They're going to be gone for a certain period of time. They may not see the birth of their child. They may not see their wives every night. They may not see their girlfriends every night. They may not see their families every night. They're going to do a job. Same with baseball players. They signed up. The only difference is they're making millions of dollars versus what the military are making. But they've signed up for a job. They're going to go do this. Well, it's different circumstances. It's not your normal each and every day way of life in our world right now. But I get there's trepidation. Look, every time I leave the house, there's always that wonderment in the back of your mind. You know, hey, do I end up with this? Do I become asymptomatic? Do I become symptomatic? What happens to me? I'm trying to get healthy. I'm trying to stay healthy. I do everything I can. I wash my hands. I use hand sanitizer. I wear a mask where it's required. I don't do it all the time. I try to be cognizant of others. I try to respect others' space. There's a lot of things that go into that. But I also, remember, don't have the benefit of a Major League Baseball team watching over me with my own physicians and doctors and trainers and clubhouse staff that are saying, you know, I don't have anybody walk into my office when I get off the air and sanitize my entire place. I don't have anybody wash my clothes and sanitize all my clothes. I don't have people to do that for me. I do all that myself. Remember, baseball, the baseball world, professional sports world is a little bit different in the way they are treated and the way they go about their business than what you and I go about our business. It's not like they're going back into the grind of a construction site. So your point is well taken. I respect it. It's just, I think when we look at it and we try to put it into the vernacular of our own world, it's very difficult to do because it's just not. It's just not. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Chime in. Great conversation, great topic. Let's go to Brenda, listening to us out in Madison. Brenda, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
Good, so calm and crazy are the voice of reason here, but I look at it as the players and the owners entered into a contract. Now, the contract is usually for 160-odd games. Now, they're going to play half a season. That should be half the pay. That's kind of where I stand. And then if the player doesn't want to come back because, let's say, they have an immunocompromised kid or an immunocompromised wife, or maybe themselves might be immunocompromised, they can be like the rest of the population and choose not to go back to work. You have that choice to say, hey, I'm not going to come back because someone in my family is immunocompromised or I don't want to get this. You have that choice. Now they could also be like the rest of the world and stick on unemployment and get between $300 and $900 a week. And that's a lot less than the $260,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree with you. You're absolutely right. And go ahead.
So, you know, they have that choice whether or not to return or not. And I think it's half a season. Everybody should agree upon, okay, it's half a season, half the pay, and call it a day. Because that means the owner's not really owed anything and the ball players are really not owed anything. It's half a season, you get half the pay.
All right. See, that's what I think the owners should stick to. That's my – appreciate the phone call. That's my opinion. Because who knows? I mean, maybe in August fans come back. Maybe in September fans come back and they are able to recoup some of that. You know, maybe it becomes an incredibly exciting season and that propels good communication between the Players Association and the owners. They come to an agreement when it comes to the next CBA. And baseball, which has been so dearly missed, comes back wholeheartedly and even more in full force next season. I think every day they are not playing and every day they are not on the field, they lose out to NASCAR. They lose out to NBA. They will lose out to soccer. They will lose out to the NFL. They will lose out to all these other entities because they can't come to an agreement. Now, look, we don't have basketball yet. We don't have hockey yet. We don't have football yet. Okay? But we're trying to figure out other things to watch. Golf is coming back. Well, there's going to be people that really probably don't like golf, but maybe the drama of a good golf match suddenly draws you in. And on Sunday or Saturday afternoons or, hell, even Thursday or Friday afternoons, when you're scrolling through and you've got a game on, or maybe you see Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy or one of these guys that maybe you never saw before, you're like, okay, I'm going to watch him. Suddenly you start turning off the tube from watching baseball to watching some of these guys or flipping back and forth. maybe the ratings dip a little bit. Maybe America gets pissed off that the national pastime can't seem to work it out because of the almighty dollar. I mean, that's a very real possibility. In addition to that, they're eliminating a whole lot of minor leaguers. Basically saying, gotta go. And that's tough. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, our friends over at Pella Windows and Doors want to remind you now, today and tomorrow, the 555 still going on over there, okay? And it's been huge. And many of you, you know what? First and foremost, thanks to everybody that has listened and thought, you know what? I'm at home. Maybe I should get my doors and windows done. You know? I'll do what Bill Michaels did. I had the windows done. I had the sliding glass doors done. I mean, it's beautiful. And the 555 is basically this. No interest for 5 years. No first payment for 5 months. And you get an extra 5% off your best deal. That's going on at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Okay? So listen, if you've been thinking about windows and doors, that's great. Because now's the time to do it. Today and tomorrow, the deal ends tomorrow. Okay? So get in and get that virtual appointment or the in-home appointment. Get it scheduled. Get it on the books right now. Here's the other thing. If you are somebody who works in that industry, because the 555 has been so incredibly successful this month, they need window installers. So if you're a full frame installer and you know what you're doing, or a pocket frame installer and you know what you're doing, they want you, okay? They have benefits. They're going to start you at about 70 grand. They're going to give you a car, get you all set up. So either way, if you're looking for new windows and doors, or if you're looking for a job with a great company that has a great warranty and a great product and something you can be proud of and stand behind and work for a great person in Gina Della from Pella, go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Again, PellaWI.com. Some great people over there. Truly great people over there. And thanks to them for being a part of the program. Absolutely. Good, good stuff. And, you know, hey, if you're an out-of-work installer right now, now's the time. Maybe, you know, we can start to put people back to work because of this. And you can even, you know what? Even if you are a carpenter and you want to get into the training of something like this, just inquire anyway. See if they can help you out. Maybe they got some good programs over there as well. But I know that they're looking for experienced people also to start you out at 70 grand plus and put you up from there. So go to PellaWI.com. So talking baseball, and I wanted to get into this because a lot of minor leaguers with the cuts that baseball's put into place, hundreds of minor league baseball players were cut yesterday. And hundreds more are expected to lose their jobs as the sport kind of grapples right now with the near certainty that the minor league season's going to be canceled. We all know that. And team officials said a vast majority of players likely would have to be released towards the end of spring training if baseball hadn't been halted by the coronavirus pandemic. But minor leaguers that have been, you know, just toiling away, trying to make it to the bigs, who don't make much money to begin with, are now being told, yeah, we're going to cut you loose for cutting teams. So baseball's letting them go as well. That's a shame because these guys, they're doing everything they can. They're working for next to nothing. They're living three, four, five guys to a room or to a house. They've got foster families taking them in. And now nothing. That's a shame. Let's go to Ronnie listening to us in Oconomowoc. Ronnie, how you doing today, man? What's going on? Ronnie off. Well, let's go to Dave listening to us in Brookfield. Dave, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm good, Bill. How you been, man?
Doing well, buddy.
Good, good. Hey, I thought I had a solution for baseball, but maybe I don't. My solution was, why don't the owners get together, if they want to save the game of baseball, why don't they just play baseball for nothing? Nobody changes hands.
Because that'll never happen.
I know that. But, you know, if they get any TV revenue, they just split it up 50-50, let the guys, you know, whatever. I think that would be a solution for them in the future, because I'll tell you what, people are really getting sick and tired with these people just arguing back and forth over money while there's 41 million of us sitting home not even being able to collect unemployment, and half of us are losing our businesses because we were forced to shut down, and these guys are arguing over millions and billions. For the love of the game, grab your glove, go out and play.
I play for next to nothing, but I think everybody would agree that you want to go out in the field to play, and you want to be safe, and you want to be paid for something if they're going to be making a lot of money off your back. I appreciate the phone call. I love the game of baseball. I grew up playing it. That was the game that I wanted to play more than anything as a kid. I wanted to be a professional when I grew up. I mean, that's all I ever wanted. So I understand what it is you're saying. There's a passion there. There's a love there. We all have it. As like a hardcore, diehard baseball fan, that's what you have. You have that want to, that will to be able to say, I want to be able to play baseball, and I'd love to do it. I'd love to be out there on Miller Park's field and having the adulation of all the fans and being able to get up there in the bottom of the ninth with two on and two out and down a run and smack one into the gap and bring in both runs and win a ball game. I mean, look, we all dream about it, right? We all do. We all do. But they're not, it's a big business. It's a billion, tens of billion dollar business. And so there's money to go around. And that's what they're arguing over, is all the money that you and I pay into it, all the money that you and I pay cable companies to watch the games on TV, and the cable companies then pay the ball clubs, Major League Baseball, teams in general, the media markets that get revenue off of the advertising. All of that comes basically out of the fandom that there is. So there's money to go around for everybody. It's a job. And we expect them to stay in shape. We expect them to be perfect. We expect them to be role models. We expect them to be part of the community, give back, and all that kind of stuff. It's not just playing baseball, so I get all of that. But there's more to it than just that, unfortunately. It got away from being just a game. But, hey, I'm all in favor of everybody making money. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.